precious kid, children of God. I nearly said kids of God. Well, we are kids at heart. We're still looking at joy, and we've established that joy is God's will for our lives because it comes from God's presence. Why is it that we see so little joy in the world today, and even sometimes in the church? Well, there's certain things that will rob us of our joy, and one of them is complaining and grumbling. Philippians 2:14 says, do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which we shine like stars in the universe, holding out the word of life to a lost and dying world. And I like to think when it says shine like stars, that we fly the flag, the royal standard of joy, high from our hearts, showing that we are children of God. But if we're arguing, if we're complaining, if we're grumbling, and can I also say if we compare ourselves to one another, if we're competing with one another, if we're ambitious and fault-finding and doubting and questioning, all these attitudes will rob us of joy. So how do we avoid these things? Well, remember that joy is a fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, you all know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. Now I want to ask you, how does fruit grow? Well, I've never, ever seen a fruit tree going, oh, I must try and bear fruit. No, a fruit tree doesn't strain to bear fruit. It bears fruit naturally. Why? Because its roots are in the nutritious soil that it needs to grow the fruit. And that's how our fruit grows, when we've got our roots down deep into God's love. And that means abiding. Abiding means living. It means vitally united. It means totally, permanently in Christ. John 15, verse 5, Jesus said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. Verse 11, which is like a few verses on, says, I've told you these things so that my joy and delight may be in you, and that your joy and delight may be of full measure and complete and overflowing. He told you these things. Why? What things did he tell us? He told us to abide so that our fruit can be overflowing. It's really very simple. And so my prayer for you, for all of us, and for me, is that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith, that we'll be rooted and grounded and have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and height and length and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God and with the fullness of his joy. I reiterate what Jesus said. I've told you these things so that your joy may be full. You are highly favored and deeply loved.